for like clothing stores, you kind of get a lot of them. So we're starting with the belt.
Yeah,
we have water. What are you looking for? Yep, good. We're good to go, David.
Trying to figure out where the other microphone went.
Well, that I don't know. You didn't hear it at all. Had to go deep. Deeper, yeah. I'd like to welcome you to the First Parish of Sudbury Unitarian Universalist. And this morning, we have a very exciting morning planned. So let's think about it. We got some music. We may have a little dancing. We have a play. And we also have important wisdom and sentiments to share. I'd like to welcome all the visitors who are here with us this morning, especially those who are here to revel with the Hopbrook Morris dancers and the Pocket Flyers. And I want to say something special. Dear parents and visitors of friends of our play and dancers, you are welcome here. And I say this to you every year, but I'm going to say it again this year. Come back. Like any given Sunday, you'll be welcome to come and join us. Because you know what? It's really important for you to know that your children are important to us because they're part of who we are. So bring them, bring yourselves, enjoy your time here at First Parish of Sudbury. With that in mind, I want to just say what I normally say every Sunday, which is all are joyfully welcomed when we enter this sanctuary. Our longtime members and those of you who have found your way here for the very first time this morning, each and all are welcome to safely bring your whole self into this meeting house where we hold many beliefs, but we gather as one. This space is our sanctuary. It is a place of solitude and reverence. So we ask you to take a moment to silence or turn off your cell phones. Do not silence your children and open your hearts and minds. We invite you to be mindfully present to the gleeful raucousness that will unfold here this morning, allowing it to inspire, compel, and or maybe even stir some deeply held memory or emotion, changing what this moment may have been into something kind of different maybe even mystical or magical or joy-filled. That's what I'd like to welcome you to. I'd also like you to join me in a litany this morning for our opening words. This is what I'd like you to respond to each wonderful proclamation that I'll throw out. The light is reborn. Join me. The light is reborn. Okay, ready? In the greatest darkness,
the light is reborn.
Out of winter's cold,
the light is reborn.
From our deepest fears,
the light is reborn.
When we most despair,
the light is reborn.
When we all seem lost,
the light is reborn.
When the earth lies waste,
the light is reborn.
When animals hibernate,
the light is reborn.
When the leaves are gone,
the light is reborn.
When the river is frozen,
the light is reborn.
When the ground is hard,
the light is reborn.
Shadows are fleeing,
the light is reborn.
Light is returning,
the light is reborn.
Warmth will come again, I promise.
The light is reborn.
Summer will be here once more,
the light is reborn.
Plants will grow again,
the light is reborn.
Animals will be seen once more.
Life is
green will come again.
Life
will continue.
Life is
please rise in body and or spirit to sing our first hymn, number 56.
Yes?
There's Sarah.
We will now light the four direction candles. Starting with the east. Where's Sarah? Sarah?
She's coming. I see the hat.
Just hold it, you tip it. Okay. Perfect. We will sing one verse from The Bells in the High Tower, pausing at the end of each verse to wait for the next candle to be lit. We will face each candle as it is lit. Please face east as you are able. This way is good. Now all face south. The circle is cast. We are between the worlds. The time of the year around winter solstice is rich in rituals and traditions, many of which are quite old. Today, we celebrate our 30th First Parish of Sudbury revelry service. Begun here by Tom Kruskel and his children's Hopbrook Morris team back in 1990. It was in turn an offshoot of the annual Cambridge Christmas Revels, first performed at Harvard's Sanders Theater in 1971. This year, after several years of creative innovations involving Greek gods, rock music, and such, we are going back to the basic old English traditions to better remember where all this comes from. The elements of traditions are rituals. Our four candlesticks here today were also created in 1990 for use in earth-centered rituals performed here most years and are rooted in pagan traditions going back to the 1800s. The horn dance we just witnessed is from the village of Abbots Bromley in Staffordshire, England, where it is performed every year. The antlers they use have been carbon dated to the 11th century, and it is speculated that the dance in some form originated there in pagan Anglo-Saxon times. The term Morris dancing only dates back to the 15th century, but dances of this sort seem to be much older. The word wassail comes from the Anglo-Saxon greeting, meaning be in good health. Wassailing is an old tradition connected with mummers' plays such as ours today, which were first mentioned in the year 1296. The boar's head we will sing next dates to the 15th century and also has ancient Anglo-Saxon roots. So, point made, this stuff is very old. Why do we still do them? These rituals have been passed down through many hands from generation to generation, smoothed and honed by endless repetition into forms that somehow resonate with who we are as human beings and children of the earth. They are therefore beautiful. And in a time like ours, where so much changes so quickly, they reconnect us to our past and to our deep human roots, and, fate's willing, to a long, bright future. But enough said. But enough recording, quoting, and theory. Let the rituals begin to speak for themselves.
Now I invite you all to stand as body and or spirit and join us in song, singing hymn number 226, People Look East. now to honor the fervent wish for peace that accompany all the celebrations in our winter season, I invite you all to sing hymn number 388, Dona Nobis Pacem. We'll sing it through once unison, and then the choir is going to go into parts on the round. You're welcome to join any part on the round that you would like. Please stand as you are able. Winter by Greta Crosby. Let us not wish the winter away. It is a season in itself, not simply the way to spring. When trees rest, growing no leaves, gathering no light, they let in the sky and trace themselves delicately against dawns and sunsets. The clarity and brilliance of the winter sky delight. The loom of fog softens edges, lulls the eyes and ears of the quiet, awakens by risk the unquiet. A low, dark sky can snow, emblem of individuality, liberality, and aggregate power. Snow invites to contemplation and to sport. Winter is a table set with ice and starlight. Winter dark tends to warm light, fire and candle. Winter cold to hugs and huddles. Winter want to gifts and sharing. Winter danger to visions, plans, and common endeavoring. And the zest of narrow escapes. Winter tedium to merrymaking. Let us therefore praise winter, rich in beauty, challenge, and pregnant negativities.
Winter requires heat and light and snow plowing. So First Parish is financially sustained by annual pledges. fundraisers, rentals, donations of time and treasure, and with this, our weekly offering. Please be generous, if you're able, in support of the work of First Parish. Would the ushers please come forward to gracefully and gratefully receive this morning's offering.
Robert the Bruce, my sword. dragon bold, my wonders to begin. I'll clip his wings. He shall not fly. I'll cut him down, or else I die.
Thank you. a woman of great renown. I've served the nations, lords, and kings, in country and in town.
Yeah, hold the horse show.
Back.
Jack.
Will she kick?
No!
Ow! Will she bite?
No!
Will it take two men to hold her?
Of course not!
Then hold her yourself.
Step aside. I'll fetch this woman back to life. She's not dead, but
Yes, it is.
Spirit of the North, Spirit of Earth, of nighttime and the winter, thank you for blessing our circle. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And so the shortest day came and the year died. And everywhere down the centuries of the snow-white world came people singing, dancing to drive the dark away. They lighted candles in the winter trees. They hung their homes with evergreen. They burned beseeching fires all night long to keep the year alive. And when the New Year's sunshine blazed awake, they shouted, reveling through all the frosty ages. You can hear them echoing behind us. Listen. All the long echoes sing the same delight. This shortest day, as promise wakens in the sleeping land, they carol, feast, give thanks, and dearly love their friends and hope for peace. And so do we, here, now, this year and every year, welcome
Yule.
I danced in the morning when the world was become. I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun. I danced in heaven and I danced on the earth in Bethlehem.